Alien messaging. Remember the Voyager space probes? It's been a very long time since they were sent out into space, and you now have to be at least 50 years old or older to remember that time. Voyager 1 was launched in 1977. Anyway, it is still sending back signals as it travels outside the solar system. Since the launch was 45 years ago as of the writing of this article, it was never expected it would still be working. That is a credit to the people who built it. Something strange has happened to the signals coming back. First of all, whatever happened takes 17 hours for the data to reach us due to the distance Voyager is from Earth. Voyager seems to be confused of its location and has not gone into safe mode as it was programmed to. The data coming back is said to be junk. Some might think it is not junk but an alien signal, because this has been suspected at other times. Even though the probe has far exceeded its lifespan, NASA is still going to try and fix what they see as a problem. Maybe they should also try and send the data through a code-breaking program. The Voyager 2 twin is said to be working perfectly, but its power keeps decreasing. It was just announced after the article was written, the Voyager probes are going to be shut down. Sometimes satellites and probes have surprises for us. There was a satellite which was lost in 1967. It was the LEO-1 satellite. It stopped sending back signals at the time it was lost and for 50 years was silent and stayed lost, but then something happened which shocked the scientific community. The satellite came back online after all that time. Many scientists thought this was impossible. The signal was intermittent, since the satellite can only send when the solar panels on it are in sunlight. The satellite is also tumbling. It is believed it has been spinning like this ever since it was launched and never reached its intended orbit. There is a strange sound in its signal, and some believe aliens hijacked it, but the scientific community doesn't think so. This makes one think. Could a satellite which detects signs coming from outside our solar system malfunction and distort the signal, making us think it is something it is not? If we look at how UFOs are treated, that is with tremendous secrecy by the government, would we really be notified if we did intercept an extraterrestrial signal from intelligent beings? There are all sorts of signals hitting the Earth, and I admit they are natural, but could there be that one that isn't, and could that be kept secret? While it wasn't a signal, a message was sent to us in the form of a crop circle. It appeared overnight. It was not any ordinary crop circle, but had the face of an alien gray and a disk containing binary data. It is 120 meters long and 80 meters wide. That is 390 feet by 262 feet. This was no small feat, and I have to say I do not believe anyone human could have made this so quickly. The message on the disc has been translated to say, "Beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain but still time. Damaged word. There is good out there. We oppose deception." Conduit closing, bell sound. The message is clear, and even though it was a written one, it is still a message that cannot be explained as to how it could have been created. When Voyage 1 was sent into deep space, a golden record was put on it. This record contained the location of Earth and many images showing our DNA, representations of humans, and animals among other things. It also contained many different earthly sounds, along with some music and a greeting. It was an invitation to contact us. Maybe we have been contacted already and we don't realize it because we do not have the technology to interpret these signals, or some other type of contact is being used which we have no knowledge of. We are practically begging aliens to contact us. Scientists have announced they want to beam our location into space and send out nude photos of humans. Many do not think sending our location out into space is a good idea. I have said in the past, it probably doesn't matter since we have been broadcasting signals from television, radio and other things for 800 years already. We did pick up a signal once that was considered to be alien, and it was named the WOW signal. It was picked up by SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. that a day protocol which called for certain things to happen if a supposed alien signal was picked up. One of those things was to swing the telescope off its axis and then swing it back and try to reacquire the signal. When they tried to reacquire the signal, it was gone. The reason it was named the Wow signal was when the signal was first detected, it had been printed on a sheet, and when this was spotted, the operator wrote the word Wow next to the indicator. Dr. Stephen Greer gave up his practice as an emergency room doctor in order to study UFOs. Over the years, his presence has been requested by the White House and various government agencies. He is responsible for the Discovery Project, where various witnesses from the military and industry, along with former government employees and pilots, have testified to such things as witnessing UFOs, extraterrestrials, and the such. He tells an interesting story about how he and a group of people have been able to contact alien races using the power of their minds. He goes on to say because of this he was called in by the government and pressure was put on him to stop, but he never did. If this incredible claim is true, it means we have already made contact. Over the years, others have also made these claims, and a couple have gone on to prove it to members of the press. A man who is said to be a CIA operative, this has not been proved, warned we should not try and contact extraterrestrials. He said they are malevolent beings and could injure us or even kill us. He also said he had his first experience with aliens at 4 years old. They tried to alter his memories. The same thing happened to his son in later years. Messaging by aliens is possible in many different ways, as I have shown. It can be through our own satellites and probes, by signals from space, by crop circles, and by direct contact.